want to make is we have fare tickets. I have 8 tickets left and 2 parking tickets. There is a catch, though. If you want one, you can have them. But you have to be here tonight for church.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Can't miss church tonight. So if you want to see me after church, like I say, I've got 8 tickets to get in and 2 parking tickets left. So if you would like to go and be here tonight, you're more than welcome to. So, okay, so we're going to be back in the book of Ephesians. And today should be the last day. You have to put up with me. From now on, you're going to have to put up with Brother Jason. And he's a good one. So we're going to be back in a few words. Good to have our visitors with us today. Glad to have y'all. And hope you get a blessing from our pastor this morning. So we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to be in verses 13 through 24. And last week we talked about the protection for believers against who? Who's our protection against? Satan, right, and all for believers in his host. So today we're going to study about protection for. Paul brought it to us, but it's from the Lord. So we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 through 24. And let's read that. It says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand there of righteousness, in thy loins girded about with truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of application in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Tychicus, a beloved brother and a faithful minister in the Lord, for the same purpose that ye might know our affairs, and that ye might be comforted with faith from God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all of them." Go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we just thank you, Father, for your word. Lord, we thank you. And Lord, I just pray you be. Paul has given us in the book of Ephesians a prayer. Lord, help me not to say nothing that you don't want me to say. Lord, guide me and help me through this, Lord. Pouring of the people. Thank you for our fair booth, Lord, and how we've had such a good life. You get saved, Lord. And we just pray, Father, you work in their hearts, Lord. And Lord, we would like to see some fruits pull out, Lord. So guide all that, Lord. But the main thing is that we. Amen. Okay. Folks, the warriors today about what our resources are for the warrior. Now, equipment and full battle dress. His or her secret of victory, which are actually his in Christ, who is the victor. And believers who have to deliver us. As a believer, you are delivered from the power of darkness. That verse goes on to say, to the kingdom of his dear son. And then in Colossians 2:15, it says, of him openly triumph principalities and powers. He made. Folks, Christ is our victor.
Amen.
He did it all.
Amen.
The Christian armor is made to be worn. And there's no done our warfare until we have finished our course.
Amen. Amen.
Folks, one thing there is not for those that turn back on your enemy, you get defeated, folks.
Right.
Forward. You're to wear that armor so you don't get defeated. My Bible tells me that he has already won. Okay, serve God. It doesn't say that. It says take what? If he or she is to wage effective warfare. And folks, we are several, okay? We know what warfare is like. But our war, satanic powers, okay? In Colossians, in 2 Corinthians, not carnal. 4, it says, for the weapons of our warfare, strongholds. Folks, our armor is mighty through God. And you have to put it on in order to, okay, now, therefore, having thy loins girded about with truth and having on the breastplate of onslaught. So the girdle of truth gives confidence, holds everything together. And it refers to the believer's integrity. It's a prayer group. And we talked about integrity. You know, what is integrity? It's the entire unimpaired state of anything. Particularly of honesty. Integrity comprehends the whole moral dealings. Takes integrity, folks. And John 14, no man comes to the Father but by me. Okay, so he's the truth, folks. Truth is come. He will guide you into all truth. So that's Jesus is going to do that. Bear witness and guide you. In John 18:37, Jesus says, truth heareth my voice. Okay? And then it goes to the breastplate of righteousness. What does your chest? Okay? So it protects your chest and your heart. The breastplate of heart from Satan and all his dominions. In Romans 3, Paul is manifested, being witnessed by the law of the prophets. Which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all that believe. Unto you, if you have accepted by faith Jesus Christ, he gives it to us. Amen. Okay, now righteousness is used in various ways. It says, O righteous Father. So God, the character of God is righteousness. Jesus Christ. So when you receive Jesus Christ, he gives you, he imputes that for references to righteousness. Is the standards for right living. Free from sin. 6:18 it says, being then, and then in also too in these verses that I read in Romans 3, 1 and 22, it links just, okay. What did, now I know a lot of you people know this. What does Isaiah 64:6 say? Clean things. Let us quote that verse. It says, but we are all, and then Philippians 3:9 says, and be found in him, not having mind which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. No other way. Amen. Now we want to try to practice. We try that. We practice it. But our righteousness, when God looks at us, he sees Jesus Christ. Verse 15, it says, and have your feet shod with a preparation in our life, support and stability. You know, I realize after you get a little older, you need that stability. Why? So we can go out and tell others. And just like at the fair, I'm so thankful for everybody that's worked there, that you've done there, folks. You know, even if you don't talk to anybody by giving them a track, you're planting a seed. Yep. And then, excuse me, the good news. Verse 50, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Folks, I don't know about you, but especially as I get older, peace in your heart brought by the gospel, because if you're saved and born again, Bible, you should have peace in your heart about where you're going to go. Amen. You know, we're all, the Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, anybody quote that verse? Appointed to die. At some point or another, we're all going to die. And you should have some peace about that. You know, the gospel will bring you peace. Okay? Verses 16, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So what does a shield do? It protects you, right? The shield of faith is used to reflect what Satan's going to throw at you. Now, if you don't think Satan don't know your weaknesses, he knows your weaknesses, whatever they may be. You fill in the blank. You fill in the blank. We all have weaknesses, and Satan knows it, and he will use those weaknesses to make you stumble. He knows mine. He knows what to throw at me, and I'm going to tell you about one in just a few minutes. But he knows your weaknesses. Okay. Now, another thing he knows he can't get your soul. If you're born again, if you've asked the Bible Lord to come into your heart, he can't get your soul. He can't do it. He can make us that in Romans chapter 8. But what can he do? You just look terrible. That's all he can do to you, folks. That's why it's so important to put this armor, the shield of faith. Verse 17. What does a helmet do? Protects your head. So it should protect your mind and your thoughts. That's what a helmet does. I want to give you an example. Just a couple days ago, I was getting around. Where we live, there's a road, a rock road that comes in and covers a guy out there cutting donuts. Now, I keep our road up. I don't want somebody out there tearing it up. So I was almost to the car, our little silver car. So in the car, I took off. She said it was a kid's. I know, I used to do that, folks, when I was a kid. I catch these kids, I'm going to whip. You know, I didn't say it, but fill in the blank. That's what I said up here. Well, in the first place, I probably couldn't, you know, but my mind was willing to do it. I'm thankful for it. I caught myself at that point. I used the helmet of salvation. You know, that's not what our Lord and Savior would want us to do that way. He sure don't want us to think what I thought. I kind of converted. We are to put on the helmet of salvation that's going to protect your mind and your thoughts. Okay. And then the sword of the Spirit, which is what?
The Word of God.
The Word of God, right. Now, folks, it's the offense in battle that the Apostle Paul recommended. Only one word. It is the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit. Folks, if you don't know this, how are you going to put on the armor of God? You got to know how. You know, you got to know how often are you to do it. Every single day, you know. And I know, to me, I know I'm going to salvation is one of the better parts of all this because, you know, and I battle with that. You know, a lot of times when I go to bed in the evenings, you know, I lay there and my mind starts processing what all happened today and what you shouldn't do. You should take the Word of God and claim it and get rid of it. Hebrews 4:12, it says, the Word of God is quick and powerful, and the sword is sharp. It's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Then in verse 8, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication of in the power of the Spirit should be persistent, and it's for prayer is the capstone of the believer's armor and activity. Prayer should be uninterrupted and not faint. And what is our verse up here? It's our motto that we have: pray without ceasing. So prayer is the way, it says, and for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth both bonds, make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador. So here, Paul is making a personal application. I'm going to read it to you again. It says, open my mouth, me, that utterance may be given unto me. Gospel, what is the mysteries of the gospel? The death, the burial. Now, we have to remember here, Paul is in prison. And even in the testimony of Christ, It said, and I'm going to read it again, and for me, and make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds. Okay, now, in verses 21 and 22, it says, Tychicus, a beloved brother and a faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known the same purpose, that you might know our affairs and that he might comfort your hearts. So, it says in all to do this, okay? So, when it's talking about, and I had a hard name. I think I got it right. I'm not sure. Tychicus at this point. Now, if you go on, there's four places total in the Bible where he shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister. A beloved brother is what Paul said, and he's faithful. So how do we apply that to faithful to that brother? That's what the book's saying here. Brethren, and love with faith from God the Father, Christ, in sincerity, amen. So peace with the brother, and this is all manner of peace together. And then in verse 24, it said, grace, the unmerited. And then in Titus 2:7, it says, in all things, showing thyself. In our men's prayer the other day, we are to show good works. We're to show good works. Showing uncorruptness, showing gravity, and showing sense of the believers. In word, in conversation, in chair, spirit, in faith, and in purity. I have to ask you to not listen too hard, but there's a verse here in this song, in verse Numbers 6:28, the fight is on. The second verse says, the leads and victory will assure. Go buckle on the endure. The fight is on, O Christian soldier. Streaming and color streaming, the right and wrong engage to be strong and in his might hold fast. If God before at last. I hope I didn't hurt your ears. It hurt mine. But it's that God to do this fight. And if you don't put it on and you don't put it on daily, up your testimony. The devil will get the hand on you. Can't take your soul, but he can sure. I think the most I got out of this study in the book of Ephesians, we are seeing in verse 1:13 where it seals something. When God seals something, it can't come unsealed. God sealed. I got out of this the armor of God, you know. And to me, I think so with this, and we're going to close in prayer, and I hope you've enjoyed. I know I've just thank you, Father, for your word, Lord, and what it means to us, Lord. Help us to go forth as Christians that we can stand fast for you, Lord. When the devil starts throwing, we can take the helmet, Lord, and we can take the sword of the Spirit, and we to be able to reflect all those darts, Lord. We just pray, Father, that you'll help us with that.